Jalen was wondering if I'm starting Shovavim. I see people have their popcorn ready. But I'm not. I think that we're drunk in the sugya of having a shaychus with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Hakar Satoiv, a shaychus to brachus. We worked on Mea Brachus. And now we have to hit something that maybe the Olam has never heard of before. Psukei DeZimra. Have you heard about that once? Psukei DeZimra. The truth is that why are we stretching this so long? This is already Hakar Satoiv part 9, I think, on the official website. What are we doing? What are we doing? Last week we said that Hashem accepts our thank yous. We said Hashem says that He wants our thank yous. But maybe it's more than that. Maybe this is the only sugya, Rabosai. Whoa, now you've lost it. Right, this is the only thing. Forget Shovim, guys. Hakar Satoiv part 122. It's the only sugya. And if you think I'm crazy, then you can blame it on the Ramban. There's a Ramban that it's a pella that I didn't give you this Mara Makom until now. But in order to be Jewish, you have to know this Ramban. So perhaps you know it already. If not, Mazel Tov. Today's your day. The Ramban tells us that yes, the entire sugya of Avodas Hashem is to give Shevach and Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says in the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, V'kavonos kol ha-mitzvahs, the purpose of all mitzvahs, Shenamin beloikenu, that we should believe in Hashem, v'noida elav, and we should thank Him or admit, we'll explain that in a second, Shehu bar'enu, for creating us. V'hi kavonos ha-yitzira, this is why we're here. Wow, nobody told me this. We're here to tell Hashem that He created us. That's why we're here. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzir yishona ve'ein kel elyoin chafetz b'tachtoinim. Hashem has no interest in us. Milvad she'yeda adam v'yoda l'elkav shebara. Except for this reason for us telling Him, thank you Hashem for creating us. V'kavonos roimus hakol b'tfilis. And the purpose of screaming out in davening. I always thought you scream out in davening to get your tfilis answered. That's what they always taught me. The Ramban says, no, kavanas akol b'tfilas, kavanas bate knesius, the purpose of shuls, v'schus tfilas arabim, and davening b'tzibur, zehu sheyil evnei adam makom yiskabsu, so that we could all have a place to get together, v'yodu lakel, and to collectively thank Hashem, sheboram v'msiam, that He created us. And that we should all say, Briyoy Secha Anachdu, we're your creations. Whoa! The entire Taryag Mitzvah is for this purpose, for this singular purpose to be Moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could we not know this? The truth is that this is a very complicated idea. What does it mean to give Hoida'a? To say thank you. The word Hoida'a, Rav Huttner, in Pachad Yitzchak discusses, has two meanings to it. One is to thank, and the other one is to admit. A person comes in front of Hashem, and he says, I admit, and I thank you. You're the one who I owe everything to. And Hashem's goal in bringing us into this world is that we could get here and figure this out. Everywhere around us, they're trying to sell us other things about us. We're products of explosions. We're products of just our parents, whatever it is. We come here and we admit. We thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. You created us. That's the tachlis of the Bria. The truth is, I wanted to say a chiddush based on this. A chiddush. To answer a question of the Mabit, the Beis Elokim, the Mabit asks the following kasha. There's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, on Daf Vav, that you have to daven in a shul. The Rambam even paskins, you daven in shul even when you don't have a tzibur. That means if you can daven in a shul when you're alone, you should do that too. From this Gemara, says the Gemara, B'makom Rina, the pasuk says, "Lishmaya el arina ve'el atvila." You should listen to the rina and the tvila. B'makom rina, in the place of song, shom tehe tefila. That's where you should daven. Where's the place of rina? Where's the place of song that you're supposed to daven? Says the Gemara, a shul. A shul is a place of song. Why is a shul a place of song? Says Rashi, a shul is a place of song because of the shiras and tishbachas that you say b'ne'imas over there. We sing Psukei Dezimra, we sing Birchas Kriyashma, Kel Adayin, Kedusha, all of those beautiful shiras and tishbachas. In the place of rina, in the place of song, that's where you should daven. Frek them a bit, the most basic question. There are a few times when I've read a sefer and I start laughing from how great this question is. This was one of them. This was many years ago, but I remember, like, I just sat there for a while, chewing on this. He says, I don't understand how Chazal make a drasha. The pasuk says, Lishmoya el harina ve'el ha'tfila. In the makom of rina, that's where you should do tfila. If you had to pick what a shul should be called, should the shul be called a makom rina in the pasuk or a makom tfila? If I was Chazal and you showed me a pasuk, it says rina and tfila, which would I pick for the shul? I would say, b'makom tfila, in the place of prayer, shom tehe rina. Because if you had to pick what a shul is it a makom song or a makom of davening? I would pick it's a makom of tefillah. Azoy frek them a bit. He doesn't understand how Chazal held that the name of a shul is a makom rina, when in the same pasuk there was a shuin for makom tefillah. Ayin sham matatir shatirates. We can't get into everything today. However, I think according to the Ramban, it's gorgeous. It's gevaldik. The Ramban says the tachlis of a shul, which means the true purpose of a shul, is for everyone to get together and say, Briyosecha anachnu. The name of a shul is its essence, a makom rina. It goes according to the tachlis. Yeah, you daven in a shul, but that's not the tachlis. The most significant thing, according to the Ramban, that takes place in a shul is that it's a makom of rina, a makom of singing to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. And this is what Hashem wants. So much so that the Malbim, in many places, says that this is the purpose of creation also. The Malbim in Kapitel Samach Gimel says, Toiv ki toiv chastecha mechayim. Svasai yisham chuncha. Your chesed is greater than life itself, and I will praise you. Says the Malbim. What does it mean, your chesed is greater than life itself? Says the Malbim. Hashem, if you give me chayim, if you give me life, you know what's better than the life that you give me? That you did something for me, a chesed. More than the life you gave me, I'm happy to have it. But you know what's the best thing about the life you gave me? The best thing you gave me is that you did a chesed for me, and tzfasa yishab chuncha. I could praise you, because that's the tachlis of my life, is being able to feel indebted to you and thank you. Toiv chastecha michayim. And David HaMelech continues in something that we say all the time also. Tachanun. Tachanun. David's trying to say a stark tefillah to Hashem. You know what he says? Says the Malbim. In Tachanun. Bisha'oil! Mi yoidelach. Says David when he's in trouble. In an abyss. In an abyss. Mi yoidelach. Who can thank you? Okay. What's David saying? Says the Malbim. He says, Hashem, if I'm in trouble, I can't thank you. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to thank you. So the best reason David could come up with to get out of his problems is to tell Hashem that if I don't get out of here, I can't do my job, and thank you. If you take me out, there's going to be a big party afterwards. And we're going to be able to say, Briyosecha anachnu. We're going to be able to reach the tachlis of our chayim. But if not, not. And now, one more. Amazing maramakam. The Or HaChayim HaKadosh. In Parshas Korach, he says, when Korach v'Hadassah are getting together against Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to bring the Ketores, and it's going to be tremendously dangerous for everyone who's around. Anyone could get zapped. Anyone could get hurt. Vayiplu al pneim, Moshe and Aaron davened to Hashem and said, Kael Elokei Aruchos l'kol basar. Ish echad yechtav akol ha'edah tiksof, you're going to take down all of Klal Yisrael, Rabbonu Shalom. But they used an interesting lashon. Kel Elokei haruchos l'chol basar. Hashem, you are the kel ruchos of kol basar, of all flesh and blood. Man, what's the issue here? What are they using to save Klal Yisrael? Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, he says that there are levels of praise that go on by Hashem, starting all the way by the Malachim. But when the Malachim say praise, it's not such a chiddush. It's beautiful, it's gevaltik, that's what we're saying in Birchas Kriyashma, we're talking about what they do. But it's not such a chiddush. Over there, a Malach is standing in trepidation, he has no bechira. He totally understands what's going on. Then there's another level. Klal Yisrael, when they're in Shemayim, after they're done, after 120, and the reserved neshamas that are also in Shemayim waiting to come out, like the Gemara in Yevama says, there's a whole warehouse in Shemayim, at Shetikla Neshama Shevaguf, there's a whole warehouse in Shemayim of neshamas, all of them say Shirat Hashem. And that's a better deal, because at least it's people, but it's still in Shemayim where everything is very, very clear. And then we come down here to this scary place called planet Earth. And over here, the tachlis, the cheshek of Borei Olam, is to see someone who's able, in the words of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, someone who's able in this place called Olam Hazeh, Hashir v'ashevach ha'olam in Hashemas, asher be'olam hazeh, asher him toich ha'basar. They're in flesh, they're in these bodies that are causing us so much trouble. These gashmiyistic bodies, v'hu moino mehikir Hashem, and these bodies are preventing them from recognizing Hashem. It would be much easier if Hashem wasn't in my life. I have so many taivas, so many interests. I would much rather think the world was an explosion, Rachman al-Litzan. V'heim mitz'atzmim leo v'Hashem, and they work on their relationship with Hashem. V'l'shabcho v'l'hoido islam amaro, and to give him shevach and hoida. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, you can't take down Klal Yisrael because you're going to lose all of these wonderful people who say Shevach and Hoidah to you. It's over here, this is the whole purpose. We're brought somewhere where it's the least clear that it's ever been. Since the beginning of time, we are placed in a place that things are the least clear than they ever were. You know, even in a time when there was Avodah Zarah, at least people believed in a God. Or gods. It's a higher level. An oivet avodah zarah al pi halacha is better than a min, somebody who doesn't believe in anything, a quote-unquote atheist. The world is totally dark. There's no creator, there's no nothing. And comes the yid and stands by the Ribbono Shalom and interprets the world the way it's supposed to be. Says out pshat in the world every day when he comes to say Psukei Dezimra. He says out pshat the correct way. He was brought here for this. Wow, we skip this sometimes. We come very late. We like try to throw in a Baruch Shamar and Ashrei and a Yishtabach and it's Chaval. We came here for this, Rabbi Isai. We came here for this. The Psukei Dezimra was Niskan. It was set up for a reason by Chazal. Rabbi Yossi in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches says, Yehei Chelki, Megoimre Ahalel Kol Yom. That I should have a chelik in those who say Halel to Hashem every day. From here, based on the Maseches Seferim, Rashi's a little difficult over here, but Rashi in the Siddur says, this is Ashrei and all the Halelukas. Rabbi Yossi says, this should be my chelik in my life. To say these things. What is the big deal over here? What is the koyach of Psukei Dezimra? What is its purpose? So Lemaisa, if you had to thank Hashem, and you have to do this, the thing that would be the most scary, you know what would be scary? What do I say to Hashem? What do I say? If I have an opportunity to mamish be moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that this is my taklis, I should be afraid to come to davening. Another reason to sleep late, Rabbi Sai. I'm afraid. Tell the Rosh Shiva you're afraid. I'm afraid. This is going to be my taklis? How in the world can I articulate anything? I was on a plane, and I was listening to some of these guys. There was like a group of college guys on the plane. I was listening to them, and I'm like, what's this language? I'm listening to their language. Like, what are they speaking? It wasn't English, it wasn't Hebrew. It was text messaging. I was listening to them, I'm like, they sound like text messages. And they pause in a certain way and they use certain, I'm like, this is unbelievable. Imagine trying to speak that way, BBC, CPT, to Hashem. People come over, they say, Rebbe, I want to talk about something. Because and if so, so you see, because my parents brought, well, Rebbe, I want to, I have the same problem. I have the same problem. We're supposed to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say something? It's so scary. Hashem did a wonderful thing for us. Hashem did an amazing thing for us. He made someone named David HaMelech. David HaMelech pulled off a trick, Rabosai. He pulled off a big trick. What did David HaMelech do? And we say this in Baruch Sha'amar. In Baruch Sha'amar, David HaMelech makes it into the bracha. It says here, we're about to start Psukah de Zimbra, and we say, Hamohulo b'fiyamai. He's praised in his nation, Meshubach mafara b'loshem chasidav uvishirei David avdecha, nahalelcha. Why does David get an appearance over here? We are making a bracha to Hashem, and we say, and we're using David's tehillim. Shkayach, we have to tell Hashem what we're using? Yeah, the answer is, how could we? How could we say anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you know what David did? David had in his Tehillim every emotion that we could ever want to have in our lives. Things that we're so far from. Right? Let's think about it. In Shabbos davening, L'hoidois, L'alel, L'shabeach, L'fa'er, L'ramem, L'kadeh, L'varek, L'aleh, U'lekales. Do you know what any of those words mean? That's what you're supposed to do every day. You know, those are like 8 words for praising Hashem. Whoa, those are not synonyms. I don't even know what they are. I'm older than you. I don't know what these are. And they say that we're supposed to do this to Hashem. I don't know what they are, Bichlal. But there's a catch. I'll call divrei shirais v'tish b'chais David ben Yishai Avdecha Mishikaka. He did it. David did it. You don't have to do it. You just have to follow the script. If you ride the wave of Tehillim, then everything that Hashem wants to be said over here, you're saying. It's so scary to have your own ideas. The Gemara tells us in Brachas, somebody who tried. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel. There was somebody who wanted to get creative. He wanted to express himself to Hashem. See, he gets up there. And he says, Hahu denachas kameid rechanina. Someone came in front of rechanina. I hope he was just stam a person. I don't know who he was. Omar hakel hagadol agibor vanora. So far, so good. That's in our Shmona Esrei. He goes, I'm going weiter. Ha adir, Hashem's adir. Ha ozuz, ha yirui, ha chozak va'amitz, v'havadai v'anichbad. Ha ha. Very impressive, right? He keeps going and going. He's not stopping. He loves the Rabbono Shel. Himtin lo ad shisayim. Rav Chanina waited till he finished, and he said to him, "Kisayim siyamtinu lekulei shvacha demare. Did you finish complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, buddy? Lekulu shvachi demarech lamali kulei onanani tfas da amrin ilav da amrin Moshe Rabbeinu baraisa. If Moshe Rabbeinu would not have said kale gadol gibor vanoira, we would never dare say these things. Because who knows what to say? And David HaMelech gave us a Sefer Tehillim. He gave us something amazing. He gave us his heart. Listen to this heart of David HaMelech. We've been talking about Hakar Satov. Tell me who's capable of doing this. Listen to these barking nafshis of David. David thanked Hashem for things. You know what he thanked Hashem for? Well, let's see. Baruch Nafshi Hashem b'chol karvay Hashem kacho. Yotzi la'avira oila. Mazel tov! It's a boy. This is David. He's coming out of the womb. He's looking around. Nistakel b'kochavim. David gazed at the stars when he was born. Woo! This is interesting. Amar va'amar shira. He said shira. That's very nice. Then yonok mishteimo. His mother started feeding him. V'nistakel b'dadea. David looked at the source of his food. V'amr Shira, he said, Baruch Nafshi is Hashem v'al tishkuchu kol gmulav. What is the chesed that Hashem did? Hashem gave me my food, not like a cow that's near the backside of an animal. I get food by the lave of my mother. This is very mechubit, place to eat. A cow has to go to the backside of an animal. I get to eat over here. Then it says David traveled to the destruction of Rishayim. Then he traveled to his own day of death. What's going on over here? here. David has a time machine. David was an Eloi coming out. He starts praising. No, you know what David was able to do? David, when he was older, was able to go to the day of his birth and thank Hashem. He was able to go there. He was able to see the day of Misa and see what's there. He was able to see himself eating from his mother and thank her. This lave is the lave of Klal Yisrael. We would never be able to touch this, but we can tap into it. Al kol divrei shiras v'tishbachos, David ben Yishai, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us someone like this, Ne'im Smiras Yisrael, that if we go with him, we will be able to have all these madregas. And it's a limud going with David. Why? Because David tells you what to think about. David tells you the system that you need. Chazal tell us in Brachos, someone who says Ashrei three times a day, Muftach Loshu Ben Olam Haba, what a freebie. Three times Ashrei, right? They put it into the davening. You just have to come. Three times. I have a friend who's blind, very chashuv yid, and he's always saying Ashrei. I was asking him, why is he always saying Ashrei? Always, Ashrei, Ashrei. He says, I want to get three good ones every day. Beautiful. He's right. Ashrei, three times. What's going on over here? Why do you get Olam Haba for three times Ashrei? You know why? Because David set up in this Ashrei all of the important things to feel in your lifetime. And if at those moments of Ashrei, like the Mishnah Berurah says, it's got to be B'Kavana, you feel what he's saying, you translate it and you feel it, then three, which is a Chazaka, means you're living with Ashrei. You're living with Das Torah Mamish. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch says, why does it say, always Lashon Asid? Dor ledor yishavach ma'asech v'rasecha yagidu, I will praise you, I will. You're praising right now, not in the future. He says, because it's all about trying to eventually get to these praises. I want to reach where I understand this. I want to, in the future, hit this note. And somebody who says Ashrei, and he's trying to get there, all of the hashkafas of the Torah are there, all of the goodskite that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Says Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, the most fascinating thing. We know, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, that there's no nun. Ashrei doesn't have a pasuk that starts with a nun. Right? Chazal tell us in the Gemara that we got it in Soymech Hashem Eskalanoflim. We got it in there. The Noflim is in there, but there's no nun. Because nun is nefila, is falling. And we don't have falling in the Ashrei. What's pshat in this Gemara? There's no falling. There's no falling. Says Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. He says, no. He says that sometimes there are people, and he says, really not sometimes, he says most of the times, the only time you hear about Hashem is when you have a problem. When you have a problem. When you have that nefila, oh boy, does everybody hear about Hashem in your life. Hashem, why is he doing this to me? How could it be? I'm such a good guy. Am I worse than my friends? Yada, yada. I've never seen such religious people as during the nefila. As they zuck there. And he says that David HaMelech says in this Ashrei, no. You want to know reality? Hashem is involved in every great part of your life. And your nefilas, you did it to yourself. That's not available in Ashrei. That's you. Imagine going through Ashrei and chapping such a yesod. Chapping such a yesod. Such hashkafa, such depth. I had my own personal pshat over here in this Gemara. It was bothering me very much. The Gemara says, no nun in Ashrei. No nun. Because nun is nefila. I didn't understand. There's so many nice words with nuns. Na'im. That's sweet, right? Noah. Right? So many nice words. Why is nun the nefila? Let's just come up with another nice word to start. Ne'im. No? Why nefila? We have to have nefila. And we're yotzei the nefila with soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim. So I understood, b'shurish nishmasi, that here was a gevaltig yisod, which I use with Bachram all the time. Here David HaMelech is teaching you how to deal with your problems. How to deal with your problems in life. The most important thing in your life in the nun section is nefilas. We all grow from nefilas. It's more nice, it's more important than a noah and a noim. Nefila! But you have the mopers. The mopers are the people who sit in their nefila. I'm having a nefila. And it goes on for week and week and week and week. Do something! David HaMelech says, we'll deal with the nefila. But it's got to be getting up. Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. You have to have a positive attitude. Don't mope around. Look at Ashrei. We only deal with nefilas in a positive context of picking ourselves up and moving forward. This is my whole job, by the way. This is all I do. I sit up front and I say, Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noiflim. Soymech, get up and go. Get up and go. It's a very easy job. If anyone wants to take over, very easy. But l'maisa, that's the hashkafa that comes from these psukim. And every pasuk over here takes you in a different place. In the laws of nature, right? We call them the laws of nature, right? What are they? They're laws of nature, right? The sun will always rise. If you look in the Hallelukas, it says, Hallelu es Hashem min ha-shamayim. Choyk nasan velo yavar. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shabir, said this, and I was startled by this. He says, you know why the sun always rises? Because choyk nasan velo yavar. You know why gravity, if we drop something, it falls? Choyk nasan velo yavar. There are rules that nature will never dare break the word of Hashem. Because Hashem told them. We don't think that way. We just think it's all happening on its own. No, they're always following the rules. The sun knows, I better get up. Right? Oisim be'ema ritzayin kainam. How do we say kel adon? What does it mean that they do it in fear? Every day, the sun feels the necessity to follow bayri oilam. We're sitting here with laws of this and laws of that and laws of this and laws of that. There's only one Rabbeinu Shalom and they're all following him. Somebody who knows this, who sees this in the Halukas, who sees this, who's paying attention, his life is different. He's Muftach Lios Ben Olam Haba. He's someone who's Shayach to high Madregas. The Mekubalim say, the Sefer Shari Oira, a very old Sefer Kabbalah, says, what's the Lashon of Zoymer? Psukit is Zimra. What is this? He says, it's Milashon Zoymer. Zoymer is to cut. He says that when you start to daven, there are all sorts of bad guys all over, from here till Shemayim. And these bad guys want to push away your tefillahs. And the psukit zimra that you say are like these daggers. And the more psukit zimras you say, you knock out all these bad guys, and then your tefillah can get to Shemayim. Now I love this, but I never understood it. I mean, it's Kabbalah, so you can always say it's Kabbalah. But still, how do we bring this down? And recently I came to the Menorah Maor, which is also an old sefer. It's not as old as the Shari Oira, which is over 800 years old. It's 500 years old or more. The Menorah Maor says, the Mari Abuhav, he says, Lachein nikru az miras vashirim mizmorim, because of loisizmor, the cut through. And what's the problem? Shanu omrim kodem atvila yasurav yakutsu kol mechshalos, remove all the things that are around us. V'ha'avoinoi sheyesh lanu l'vnei Hashem. Who are the bad guys? Our averis. Finally, someone told me who these bad guys are. When you come in front of Hashem, there's big layers of mechitzas. And how do you cut them down? By showing Hashem that you have a relationship with Him. That you're happy to be here. You're happy to look at the world the proper way. It cuts down all of your averis that would have stopped your tefillahs from coming, because it shows your heart. It shows you have a lave that shayach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not some magic trick that you just say these psukim and they just send out missiles on these bad guys. It helps Hashem see who you really are. Who you are. And the davening afterwards, a different davening. Tosfos in Brachos and Daf Lamed Aleph says, why do we say psukim in Zimra? Because we have to start the davening mitoch simcha. There's halacha to daven mitoch simcha. Shiru loy, zamru loy, sichu b'chol nefloyesav. A person who's shayach to these madregas, a person like this is a different person. He's living the tachlis of the bria. And it's such a shame that we know you can get away with Baruch Shamar, Ashrei and Yishtabach. Because we're missing the tachlis of our bria. The rina, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabosai. This is why we're here. We're here to come lafuke, to come against. to come against all the tzaddim in the world that are saying differently. We come here and we declare the Rabbeinu Shalom. Briyosecha anachnu. We are your creations. We should all be zochah to fly with our psukhi de Zimra.